Hi there. You are listening to the Lazy Genius Podcast. I'm Kendra Adachi, and I'm here to help you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. Today is episode 362, a simple strategy for your to-do list. Y'all know I love helping us deal with all of our to-do list issues. Life is full of things to do, and sometimes we feel buried in all that wants our attention. So today's episode is a short and sweet look at one simple strategy that might make a ton of difference for you. First off, let's set the foundation like we always do. Because before we start talking about what we can do, it is important to identify how we see what we do. We've got to figure out the why before we get to the how. To-do lists are, in essence, a way for us to remember what we need to do and keep us on track in getting it done, right? Pretty simple. There are plenty of ways to maintain a to-do list. I'll go over some of those later in the episode. But the first big picture thing here is to remember that a to-do list is a tool for us to use. It is not in charge. It is not the boss. It is not real outside of our own making. It's literally a piece of paper, or like a digital piece of paper, with mostly arbitrary, often disconnected things waiting to be checked off. And we can get in the trap of treating the list like it is the boss, like we are at its mercy, and we are not. Now, of course, there are urgent things that we need to get done, but the to-do list itself just needs to be taken down a couple notches. Like, it's getting way too haughty over there, thinking it runs the world. It has to have like color coordinated outfits and custom checkoff boxes all the time. It's just a list of things to do so you don't forget them. It's a tool for you, okay? Now next, I wanted to remind you that life is not about how much we can get done. Our goal is not to achieve everything possible day after day. Living is so much more than accomplishment. In fact, accomplishment, depending on what it is and what it requires of us, occasionally gets in the way of living. To-do lists, they get us hung up on that accomplishment, on productivity, in a way that might not serve us well on a regular basis. So as we talk about this simple strategy, I just want you to remember that. Remember that productivity is not the be-all, end-all. It is not what runs our lives. Our lives are meant to be lived, not managed and completed and checked off like we're some kind of project. So with that as our foundation, I want to share with you a simple strategy for your to-do list that might help you feel less overwhelmed by what you have to do. Have to and hope to. That's it. That's the simple strategy. Certain things you have to do, others you hope to do. Naming those two things and separating the two in a single list does a weird kind of alchemy to your to-do list that might really help you out. I know it does me. Okay, let's get into this. When you are making a to-do list for a certain stretch of time, okay, pay attention to what you have to do and what you hope to do. Now, the stretch of time is pretty important here. Without a boundary of time, most things might feel like a have to, but maybe this week they're not so much. Let's take paying bills as an example. I mean, you have to pay your bills in theory, right? If you don't pay them, you'll suffer some fairly dire consequences. It is definitely one of life's have-tos. But do you have to pay them this week? Not if they're not due for another 2 weeks. Maybe this week they're a hope-to task because they're not yet urgent. Now next week they become a have-to. But because of the timing now, they can remain a hope-to this week. You see what I mean? It's not just about the overall perception of the to-do list item itself. Whether it's a hope to or a have to depends on the timing, on the season of life you're in, on the stretch of time your to-do list is meant for. Now, many hope to's eventually turn into have to's, right? Some things are necessary, but they are not yet urgent. They start out as a hope to, but then they become a have to. Now, I have said this before, but one of the most helpful things that you can do whenever possible is to tend to the necessary before it becomes urgent. Urgency is what makes us feel like we're drowning. Urgency is what makes our to-do lists feel like weights on our ankles. There's so much to do, and there's so much to do right now. That is urgency. Have-tos and hope-tos separate what's urgent from what is necessary. They also help separate what is necessary from what is important. Some things are going to be deeply important to you because of what matters to you. Someone else would look at your to-do list and wonder why you have put paint for an hour, like, you know, pretty painting with paper, why that's on your list. Because that's not necessary and it's definitely not urgent, but is it important? To you, it might be. To me, it is. I love to paint. It makes me feel sane. So again, have-tos and hope-tos, they help us see our things in the right light. They help us see our tasks as necessary or urgent and also by what is important to us. Now, you can choose if something is important to you, right? It's your choice. You can choose if something like painting for an hour is a have-to during a particular day or week or whatever time your to-do list captures. Maybe you have been so busy and scattered in your brain that without some kind of creative outlet, you will dissolve. Nothing else will happen. So this week, maybe painting is a have-to. Maybe in other weeks, it's a hope-to. But if hope-tos consistently stay undone for too long, especially ones that make us feel like ourselves, they sometimes turn into have-tos because we haven't been tending to what is important. Now, let's look at how you might incorporate have-tos and hope-tos into your regular to-do list rhythm. I have shared a number of to-do list strategies on this podcast over the years, and that is for good reason. Depending on your season of life, your personality, your energy, your schedule, your executive functioning, and a million other things, we all need different time management and to-do list strategies from each other. And we also need different time management and to-do list strategies at different times in our own lives. In super busy seasons, I need to do a brain dump and then categorize all the things on that brain dump about 6 different ways to make sense of them all. And then I make my weekly to-do list from that chaos for a series of weeks, and then I might do the whole process again. That's in a busy season. Then there are other seasons where a quick reminder list on a sticky note is all I need. Sometimes you might need to utilize strategies like now, soon, later, and never mind. That's an approach I shared in episode 288, how to make the rest of 2022 easier. That was a while ago for sure, but I'm pretty sure it's the first time I shared that now, soon, later, never mind approach. It's essentially a way to categorize your to-do list by urgency. When you're not sure what is urgent, when everything feels urgent, assign urgency. Look at what is swirling around in your brain and assign it the proper urgency. Now, soon, later, never mind. Maybe you need to group your tasks together by what they are, things like errands, phone calls, chores, so you can batch it and do them all at once. You can read more about batching in my first book, The Lazy Genius Way, and learn about all 13 Lazy Genius principles, not just batch it. Maybe you have finally noticed that you have a huge project written as a single item on your to-do list that you just keep moving from list to list, week to week. And you know that you need to break that project down, right? We've learned from episode 353, how to plan a project and actually finish it, that you don't put a project on a to-do list or too many pieces and parts, right? Again, those are a few approaches, and there are many strategies in the world, and then a lot that I have shared here on the podcast. So what makes hope-tos and have-tos different? When is that a strategy that is helpful to choose? I mean, the simple answer is whenever it resonates with you. You don't need particular guidelines from me to make it work. If separating your list that way, you know, no matter how much time your list is capturing, if that seems helpful to you, then do it. But if you would like a little more guidance, here's how you might utilize hope-tos and have-tos. One spot is to use this strategy at the start of a new season, right? You're looking ahead to an upcoming season, whether it's a season on the calendar like summer or a season of life like starting a new job. In those times, it is really normal to feel overwhelmed by all there is to do. You are seeing a giant expanse of time before you, and you know there are so many things happening within that expanse. And you think that the way to feel more in control over that expanse in this new season is to organize as much as you can. And how do we keep things organized and get our stuff done? With to-do lists. Okay, first, a quick reminder that a great to-do list is not meant to help you feel more in control of your life. We have far less control over our lives than we think we do. But you can use a to-do list to help you remain yourself, to remain human and remain kind and remain focused on the things that matter to you in this season. If that is your posture and your purpose, you will more easily get your stuff done probably. But let's go back to the list. At the start of a new season, you might do a brain dump and write down all the things on your mind for this upcoming season, all the things that are overwhelming you, that need a plan, that you would really like to make happen. And you make one big seasonal list, almost like a seasonal queue, a to-do queue, okay? From there, you might find a lot of comfort in separating the have-tos from the hope-tos. A have-to is buying plane tickets for the trip you're taking. A hope-to is having the fridge cleaned out before you leave, right? Go ahead and separate the two types of tasks, and you'll feel more freedom if and when you cannot get the entire list done. Focus on completing the have-tos, and don't get too bogged down in the abject failure of not getting to the hope-tos. You hoped to, and you didn't. That's okay. That's why they're hope-tos. Another place you might utilize have-tos and hope-tos is when you're in a busy week with a lot to do and you're not sure how you're going to get it all done. Have-tos and hope-tos create a natural triage in how you decide what to do. If you have to do it, you have to do it. Get it done first, right? Pay the bills by the due date that's this week. Get pants that fit your kid for their band concert on Friday. Turn in the marketing pitch to your boss by the deadline this week. What absolutely has to be done? Now, in a busy week, hope twos can be super helpful. And you get to decide if something is a have to or a hope to. Now, in a busy week, putting away the laundry, you might move it to a hope to. I mean, sure, the stack has been sitting on the edge of your bed for days and days, but it can wait a little longer, especially in light of all the have-tos on this list. But then there are times, maybe when something that has been a hope-to for a while suddenly has to move to a have-to. If you look at that stack of laundry one more day, you're going to lose it. It's like an emotional have-to. That's what I mean when I say you get to decide. You're the only one who really knows if your task is a have to or a hope to. But the point of the distinction is freedom. It is permission. It's helping you let something go until a later date so that you can clear the decks a little and get the most urgent things done. I also love using have to's and hope to's when I get all dreamy and start thinking about things that I might want to do or experience or learn or change. I think it's easy for our future dreams to become have to's. We have been told for a long time that we have to have big dreams. If we don't know what our dreams are, then we're not dreaming enough or definitely not dreaming big enough yet. I just don't think that's true. Personally, a contented life is a beautiful thing. But because of cultural messages we've been getting over the last 10 to 20 years, especially, it's easy for us to feel like anything that we dream up, we have to do. We're not being faithful to something if we let a dream fade or whatever. Now, that might be true of you. You know, again, only you can know what is a have to and a hope to. But I find that putting fun ideas and future plans and dreams in a hope to category, at least at first, it makes them lighter. It makes them feel more accessible than making them have to's. I like hope better than I like should. So maybe you'll find freedom in using have to's and hope to's when you start to dream. Okay, let me share how I do this. This is my personal process of using have to's and hope to's, and I do it pretty much every week. So usually on Sundays, I make one big brain dump list, either from scratch, or I look at my seasonal to-do queue to see what I have going on, right? But I have pretty much one big single list. Then based on what is on that list, what I notice about how it can be grouped together, I will rewrite each entry from that one big list into a new list, that's a category. It's a new category. Those categories are usually calls, I do still make phone calls, errands, emails, big tasks, little tasks, and then even those are often divided into work and not work. But really, it's whatever the week requires, right? But then in each of those sections, the errands, calls, big tasks, what have you, each of those are divided in half into have-tos and hope-tos. So these are the calls I have to make this week, and these are the ones I hope I can get to. These are the errands I have to run this week, and these are the ones I hope to get to. I basically break my giant to-do list into like 6 to 10 tiny ones, broken up in whatever way makes sense, usually in some kind of batch. And then usually those are split into have to and hope to. It makes everything smaller and feel so much lighter. Right now it's the end of April and I'm about to enter the season of crazy May. I really prioritize making this podcast relevant to everyone, not just to parents. And I know that a lot of you listening do not have kids, or your crazy May is crazy for different reasons than kids. But for me, and I think a lot of you who do have kids, May is crazy because of the children. I have 3 kids, and over the next few weeks, they all have so many concerts and plays and class parties and all the things. They also have things they need for those concerts and plays and parties, right? Basically, there is a lot to do in this short upcoming season of May in our family. And it is a fantastic time for me to use have-tos and hope-tos in my to-do list. Some things have to get done this week, and others, they can wait until next week. Now, if I get it done now, that's great. Like, I hope to get it done now, but I'm not going to run myself ragged getting everything done when not everything has to. Not everything has to get done yet. Have-tos and hope-tos are so simple, but so helpful. So whether you have a busy season, a busy week, or a busy mind even, see if this simple strategy of dividing your tasks into have-tos and hope-tos and whatever time frame you're looking at will add a little lightness and ease to your schedule. And that is a simple strategy for your to-do list. A great way to start thinking about your have-tos and hope-tos for this upcoming season is to check out, segue, the Summer Docket. The Summer Docket is a digital resource we have available every time at this year, and it is now available in our digital store. You can click the link in the show notes, or you can go to thelazygeniuscollective.com/store to get yours. It's like the holiday docket, but for the summer season, helping you kind of get your head around all that's going on and enjoy a fun summer without being overwhelmed by it. And even though it's still April, May will mentally be over in 3 days. And I love thinking about an upcoming season before I'm overwhelmed by it. So if that is you, check out the Summer Docket. Again, that's thelazygeniuscollective.com/store. Before we go, let's celebrate the Lazy Genius of the Week. This week, it's Danny Washburn. Danny writes this: Summer/spring is toes out season, and I have nail color picking anxiety. I decided last summer that what mattered most was that my toes were painted. I didn't care about the color matching my hands or outfit, so I started picking my annual color for toes. Last year was white. This year, I have selected a cute nude, and I will wear this color until it's boot season. This means I get to look at my toes and feel put together no matter what, because they're painted, which is what matters to me. This is such a great idea, Danny. And it's actually super relevant for right now. It's a fun example of how you can have a kind of a cool take on have-tos and hope-tos. For Danny, it matters to her to have her toes painted, just painted. You could say that that's a have-to. She has to have her toes painted for her. But the hope-to is if it matches something, right? That's kind of fun, but it's not necessary. So this distinction, this super simple distinction of making the choice and task of painting her nails, it makes it so much lighter, right? Because she can just paint them one color, done. That is the have to, and the hope to can just be there. It's so great. So thank you for sharing this tip, Danny, and congratulations on being the Lazy Genius of the Week. This episode is hosted by me, Kendra Adachi, and executive produced by Kendra Adachi, Jenna Fisher, and Angela Kinsey. The Lazy Genius Podcast is enthusiastically part of the Office Ladies Network. Special thanks to Leah Jarvis for weekly production. Thank you guys for listening today. And until next time, be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. I'm Kendra, and I'll see you next week.